Hey, what is going on? It is Dispatching Live. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. We are going to look at the load boards. We're going to talk about loads. If you're a carrier, if you're a family member, if you're a dispatcher, if you're a broker, if you're in the corner office and you're looking out over the yard, you were loving life, but maybe things have changed. This show is for you. We want you to please say hello in the live chat. Go ahead and jump into that live chat. What's going on? Sue at Murphy Auto Transport. She is here. David Tuber's Transportation has a question. Cool. We're going to get to that, David. Thank you so much. Please do leave a like. And you know, right below the video, you can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. Maybe you were a dispatcher. You thought it was illegal, but now you're back. Then this would be a great place for you to come and share your information. And if you are the best dispatcher in the universe, great. Please join us because we're going to look at the load boards and find out what Q4 has in store in 2021. You know there's an everything shortage and all that stuff. So does it affect the load boards? Does that affect auto transport? We're going to take a look at that. So let's do this. Let's bring in Sue.
Hey.
Sue, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, cool. I can hear you. I can see your screen. And yes. So, all right, let's start from the top. How are the loads and what's going on?
Okay, so let's start. It's at 35,271. I did check it last week. We were at 39. So we're dropping quite a bit between the last couple weeks. So we might actually, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. We're going into slow season anyway, so that's not going to change, unfortunately. and just because there's 35,000 loads on the board does not mean that it is easy, because it is not easy. We are pulling our hair out. So I think these 35,000 loads that are on here are a bunch of, we'll say, small stuff, crappy loads, you know, that kind of thing. It's been a real struggle. And I'm sure if there's other dispatchers on here, they're going to say the same thing. Fact, who is on here? Is there anybody on here? I'm trying to get to the page.
Yeah, no, we got, hey, we've got folks in here, and I'm putting in the live chat. Just do me a favor, because I'm looking at my audio. I'm looking at Sue's audio. Just want to make sure the audio's okay. Got a bit of a late start and didn't have time to troubleshoot that. So let me know if it's too loud, if it's too soft, or if it's just right. Thank you so much, Vance. Hello, Vance. Hello, Craig. Hello, Martina. You know, Sue.
Hey, Two Bears.
Two Bears in here. What's going on? So we had a lot of... This is interesting. Now, we didn't have a show last week because... Now I can hear my stream. Can you hear me in the background? You got my show?
I shut it off.
Okay, cool.
So we didn't volume down and then it put it on.
I hear you. So we didn't have a show last week, because Ty was live in Detroit at a trade show, and I know that's a snooze fest for many people, so I'm not gonna stay on that. I'm just letting you know why we weren't here last week. Now we're back this week. So in the past 2 weeks, we had several emails about dispatching advice. Need help dispatching, want to get into dispatching, have been long. I've had a couple longtime car hauler getting into dispatching.
Really?
Yeah, so I told people to tune in. And also, we know, and this is my first slide up, you know, I don't really understand it. I don't understand the dispatching is a legal narrative. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And now. Yeah. Somebody who was pushing that narrative really hard, guess what they're doing?
Yeah, that's the one I sent to you. Yes.
They're dispatching.
He's teaching how to dispatch. Yes.
I mean, come on, man. Really? Like, how? Yes. And how do people not know that some of these false walls, I mean, come on, man. I told you dispatching wasn't illegal, and now you're dispatching. You want to, just, I can't.
You want.
I can't. How? Why is trucking and transport so full of just all this fake crap? It's crazy. I don't understand it. We've been consistent from day one. David says, if it's too loud, you are too old. Thanks, David. We've been consistent from day one. We said dispatching's not illegal. Guess what? It's not illegal. We also said you can't get rich overnight. Guess what? You can't get rich overnight. So, I don't know. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to get off that soapbox. Chris Chamberlain is here. Hey, everyone, let's hear the good news and the bad news. Bad news, and yes, this is the slow season. Yeah, it's Q4. What's up, Danny B?
Hey, Danny.
Having said that, we have some things to do, but before we do... Oh, yeah, that's right. David had a question. For you, Sue, is the highest grossing truck you dispatched the five-car Sun Country?
No, it's not.
Ooh, no.
The highest one I have is the four-car, and he has the Infiniti four-car where two go up in the air and then two are on, underneath it. And he's the one that usually makes the most money, but he can pretty much carry anything. Like, I can put... 3 1500s on there in another vehicle. I can take a combination of like a 2500 and 2 1500s in another vehicle. If I take 3 2500s, I can only take that, or I can take 3 3500s, I can only take that. But as we all know, those, that kind of stuff usually pays well too. And the reason why he makes probably as much as he does though is we do not stop four places. I usually try to get two or three packs and then one individual unit. And how that works that way is because he's not dropping and picking in four picks, you know, four drops, he's able to turn and burn it really fast. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not taking anything under 50 cents a mile. Usually his loads pay fairly well because we take the bigger things. But yeah, he's the one that's made over 10 grand a week, several weeks in a row. Even right now he's broke down, but like a week ago, I think he was at 9 grand. The week before that, he was at 9 grand. Now the, five car Sun Country is a good trailer. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely not like a five car Mini Kaufman, which we all know is a horrible trailer and is an impossible thing to keep completely loaded. Because if you take one truck, you're usually, you know, taking only four vehicles just because it can't handle it, and they break down all the time. Now the Sun Country, I love, everybody loves the Sun Country. I'm pretty sure them and a Wally Mo is a good trailer. I would think with a five car Sun Country, if you kind of did what I was doing with, even if you only used it as a four, like I'm doing, like mine, you should still be making that kind of money. Now, like I always tell everybody, it all depends on where you transport too. I mean, if you're set for the East Coast or, and you want to only do certain areas, that's going to put you with different amounts of money as well. And same thing with the West Coast. If you're running only California, you're not going to make the same amount of money. We run the Midwest, and the Midwest to me means you're not going to go any further than Denver, and you're not going to go really, usually we don't go any further than Dallas, and we run a line. So Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. I do not do Houston. Sorry, Danny. Danny lives in Houston, so he knows what it's like. We get him out, and we keep him out for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. And then as far as the furthest I'll go usually is either Charlotte or Raleigh over in that direction. And this guy doesn't want to do Atlanta at all. Most people do not like to do Atlanta. Traffic is horrendous, and we don't do Florida usually. So, and as high as up we go is Detroit and Des Moines. I usually don't do Chicago because of the tolls. So that kind of give you the area. It's a big circle that I consider the Midwest. And as we all know, if you go to Michigan, Ohio, or Kentucky, those are your money states. I call them the green states. You can't go back and forth usually to them. You usually want to, like, if you get a driver to go in there, you're not going to take a loss, but you may take it less than what you normally would do. But you're going to get out of there with usually $3 a mile minimum with a three car. However, I will say I've got a driver in Cleveland right now, and I'm having a hell of a time getting him out of there.
Ooh, so, really? Cleveland,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, part of my problem is he needs CODs or something to that effect. So we're having some trouble with that. So yeah, so it's making it a little difficult to get out. Normally, no. I mean, I'd be bing, bang, boom, you're out of there.
How about this? You know what I want to see? What I want to see, here's what I want to see.
Okay.
What loads, if it wasn't for the COD constraints, what money could you have made? What loads could you have booked?
Let's look.
Right? Because, in fact, this would be a good segment. What could you have made if you hadn't given me those constraints. Right?
Let's just put up
your CL, yeah, your CDL, your COD. You got to get home again.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm going to pull out of there, and I'm just going to put minimum of, let's just do $1 a mile and see what's
on. By the way, I just want to say a disclaimer. Not that any of those are, you know, your situation is what it is. We understand.
Right.
But
yeah,
you need to know the money you left on the table because of those constraints.
Right. And just so you know, I mean, I've got him signed up with a factoring company. But when you first start with a factoring company, they require you to factor several thousand dollars, usually a couple thousand dollars before they factor your first stuff. And that doesn't mean one load has to be $2,000. It means a multitude of loads equal up to $2,000. Then they factor them all at once. And then you're in their system and you're rolling. But we just started that, so we don't have that. So I can't, you know, use that as a backup plan. So
and
let's
hey,
see what we got on here.
Brandon's got a great question. I already know the answer, but I want to hear you say sure. It. Do you avoid intrastate operators versus interstate?
Yes, I do not do inside the state at all. It's just too much work.
So let's clarify. Let me jump in. So it's not, again, your constraint is your constraint. But as a right. dispatcher, as a third-party service provider,
yes.
booking Dallas to Houston, Houston to San Antonio, San Antonio to Austin, and back. I mean, it's so much work for so little money, it doesn't really make sense for a third-party service provider. So if you're in-state, even one as big as Texas, see if a family member can be helping you out. Because if you hire out, over time, somebody's going to get wore out. That's just what happens. Great question. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah. Let's see. And I've had, I mean, an extraordinary amount of people calling in asking for dispatch services, but nobody has a CDL.
And the CDL,
and I'm
let's
just
talk,
not into it anymore.
The CDL hotshot stuff,
yeah.
It is, it's always a really big topic. And this is why I try to clarify. Stop thinking hotshot. Don't hurt yourself with the word hotshot. Just think wedge trailer auto transport.
Yes.
Can we? Yeah,
I agree.
We need to like it's. Yeah, we got a. We have a word problem happening. This whole hotshot, hotshot. Stop with the hotshot. Wedge auto transport. Wedge trailer auto transport. You'll be better off. Do yourself a favor. Stop saying hotshot.
Look at these two. I'm sorry. Hold on just a second.
Ooh. Ooh.
If you can make something work with those. Yeah, I can.
Bam. Look at this. Dispatching live. So she just checked marked two loads, and those are the two she's going to call. So,
yeah, I have somebody call right now.
Yeah, I mean,
so what we're going to do now that I see this, okay, so what we're going to do now, we're just going to focus in on that because I like that. So this is how I do it. So we're going to put that up, and we're going to go to Roanoke first. I'm just going to take all this stuff off. What's that? All right.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, there's another one right there, too. Okay, so Janice, I would just call and get those two, put them in your pocket. Okay, let's see what else we got to put with this.
And I did, Vance, I got your email. So awesome. We're going to definitely, we're going to share that. We've got Sue. What we have here, what just happened is Vance in the live chat was just saying that he's getting spammed by dispatchers. I think that's probably the right way. Would that be a proper characterization of what's happening? I think so. I order in favor of the carrier. The dispatchers are spamming the carriers, apparently, and we have a copy of an email And if you have something you want to send in, send it in. Send in the news, autotransportintel@gmail.com, and be a part of the show through the live chat.
So it's activating.
So what are you doing now? Are you finding the third? What do you need to do?
That's not going to work. Okay, so that's not going to work. This is the same car.
Double listed?
It's really in Toronto. No, it's the same broker.
Oh, no way. Actual pickup, and actual delivery?
Well, yeah, but he didn't do that. He listed one out of Cleveland and one out of Toronto.
Oh,
and it's really in Toronto.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be spraying champagne over the cubicles tonight.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I wouldn't have thought that except that the reference IDs are different. So I thought they were two separate loads. So, of course. So now we're back to square one again. All right, well, let's go back to the regular page. We were looking at it. let's see. So, yeah, I get emails because for dispatch services all the time, too, because they send them to my drivers and I get their emails. And they're just, I don't know if anybody else thinks the same thing, but they're coming out of the woodwork lately.
Well,
just bing, bang, boom.
And I think somebody wants to blame me, like, since I said dispatchers aren't illegal. I didn't say dispatchers aren't illegal and should be spammers. So I shared the screen here. This is actually John. He sent in his trailer load. Look at this load.
Nice.
Right?
That's nice.
I know.
Yeah.
By the way, do you see any, this isn't how we doing, but do you see any potential issues or are you happy with this?
It looks pretty good to me.
Is that front overhang good? Is he good there?
He's okay as long as, you mean right here where it's up against his truck?
Against his cab, yeah.
It looks a little, it might be a little.
It's a little.
If you make a sharp turn, it could be a problem.
And yeah. I think it's, right, and I think it's because that first van is a little bit extended, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
This one is extended. This other one is normal. This is the minivan version.
Right. So just keep an eye out, but looking pretty good, John. We understand. Also, here's another one from John he sent in. He picked up an ambulance. And I see, I mean, he's got it over the axles. I think he's good. This looks good, John. Well done. Thanks for watching AGI.
Good.
I know. Hey, here's one. I'm a dispatch company looking at getting into car hauling auto carriers. So I'm a dispatch company, I guess a freight dispatch, right? Looking at getting into auto. I've gone to Central Dispatch, and I'm curious, am I able to register for Central Dispatch without an MC because I'm a dispatcher?
No.
The answer is no, isn't it? Yeah.
No.
And what's your take on that? Oh, then my audio just dropped. What's your take on that?
I'm not sure why maybe they don't understand that you don't have to have a Central Dispatch account.
Right,
because you use the drivers.
Exactly.
And maybe my thing would be is they're probably wanting to advertise to get transporters. That may be why they're asking that. But that's impossible without having your own account unless you borrow from somebody, shall we say. And just so everybody knows, Central Dispatch charges to advertise too. So it's not free.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Right, I remember that.
I don't have any suggestions.
Yeah, we
really
used to advertise there.
Yeah.
Well, and so here it is. The answer is, if you're a dispatcher, whether you come from freight, whether you're brand new, whatever, you are booking loads for carriers, so you don't need an MC. You need their account to book loads. Because frankly, this is where the illegal dispatcher party comes in.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking, oh,
yes,
yeah, this is a dispatcher hiding as a broker, or as we see all the time, as a carrier. But essentially, as a dispatcher, you're working on behalf of a carrier who has an MC, who has an account. Therefore, you don't need an MC or an account. So you're actually... I know what this is. The frustrating part is, why can't I see Central Dispatch? Because I want to learn how to use it better. I don't know. There's no sandbox. I don't know. That's why you watch Dispatching Live. Thanks for tuning in, because on this show, you can look at the load boards. Okay, here's one. Who sent this? Wow, these individuals, when asked if they'd be willing to come up on the rate, she told me to go F myself and then hung up. Really, this is what we're down to with brokers? Anyone need a single unit? So I blurted out.
So,
I don't know why I did, but there is a, I don't know, a carrier illegally posting loads that's telling people to F off. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes, and this is the same company that we've talked about a couple weeks ago. I think someone on the chat said that this particular company told them to F off as well, and this particular company has told us to F off before when asking for more money.
So they're
and
just
we've
going,
had a big long conversation about it.
They're going like WWF Raw Cat
off.
F off. Is that what it is? Raw Cat,
yes.
F off? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well.
And we talked about who it was a couple weeks ago. So if people go remember, they'll know who it is. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. They said their name.
If you don't know who
even.
It is or you want to guess, put it in the live chat. We'd
go
love
watch
to. Also, I want to say this too. Listen,
yes.
And I want to address this. I realize some people are like, you know, you guys are having a little bit too much fun. Well, because this stuff's crazy. Like, why are you calling for loads and someone's telling you to F off?
Yes.
What is going on? Is this a business or
and
not?
And you're not even a broker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not even a broker.
You're illegally posting loads and telling people to F off.
Both of them.
Is it really that? Wow. That's where we're at? That's where we're at. Here's the text that
can't
Vance
take the
got.
Right one. I've already had that.
Let's
one.
Read this. It's here we go. Program. Car hauling dispatch service. We will help you get loads and keep you running. We will help you manage many of the back office aspects of running a trucking company. Also help to improve your company ratings. All right. Well, I mean, that's all good. We offer competitive rates, no upfront deposit or hidden fees. Wait, what is no deposit or hidden fees? Well, I would hope not. No additional charges for canceled orders, only for those you delivered with our help. Okay. Vehicle canceled because of a broker, customer, or you did not like it, no charge. Wait a minute. Vehicle canceled because of a broker, customer, or you did not like it. We charge 7% from gross. Okay, and that sounds a little low. We provide end-to-end services, manage everything from finding the loads to ensuring shippers pay their invoices on time for you. We also ensure paperwork required for the release of the car is given, billing and all related sort of for you. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call or ask. Here's the thing is, I actually think that this is a pretty good... Let me tell you what first stands out. For me, I think every word is spelled correctly. And I'm not just having fun... I'm actually surprised. The reason is I've read several of these ads and the grammar's horrendous. And if your grammar is horrendous, then you're probably one of the people telling other people to F off when they call about the load. So first of all, I want to say congratulations on the grammar. All right. I also think that for all of this, 7% is a good deal. So I guess the problem is if you're getting this message like weekly, that's a problem. But I think that overall this is a well-crafted advertisement. Sue?
Yeah, I agree. My question is, I mean, did it say on there what the name of their company was up there?
No, I didn't have to blur it. No, and luckily that's, you know... I'm glad it's not on there. But here's what I want to know. Here's the reply. I already passed it to you, but I'm taking it back. Let me just want to say this. Vance, here's what I want to say. Vance already sent me some more emails.
He sent
emails.
You some more.
Great.
Yeah.
The reply is, where are you? How many carriers do you book for? How long have you been doing it? Do you have a website? Because without that... I mean, this is nice and all, but I can't verify a single word of it.
Yes. And do you have references? Would be another thing I would ask. Also, like I keep getting these two, and they'll have a website. So I've gone to the website on a couple of these, and this is what bothers me. They're guaranteeing a certain amount of money for each size of trailer per week. And you can't do that. So if you're going to guarantee it, I think that's a problem too. Just because there's no guarantees in this way we do this. What if, you know, the loads, like we're in slow season, you can't guarantee those rates. And the rates they were giving were like outrageous. And by the way, they said they only use central dispatch and whatever load boards that you're able to use for. And you and I both know, if you've got a three car and they're saying they're making $8,000 to $10,000 a week for a three car, I'm like, yeah, whatever. That's only rates when it was, when we were in the middle of COVID, I was getting those kind of rates too. We're not in that rate period right now. Not even close. Yes, I mean, a three car, what I always tell a three car when they call me and they want to know what they're going to make. There's a few factors you have to, I always ask them, or I tell them. Factors are, who are you signed up with? Are you brand new? Because that's a huge thing right there. Then the other thing is this. You do not know how fast this driver is going to drive and how well he knows how to unload and reload. I've had drivers take 2 to 3 hours to unload and reload just at one place. So when they're new, they don't know all the tricks and stuff to this. So when I give them a figure, I give them a wide spread because it all depends on them, who they're signed up with, and that kind of thing, and how fast they run. So usually I give a spread of anywhere between $4,000 to $5,000 a week on a three car. And like I said, it depends on those factors. Most of my three cars usually gross $4,500 to $5,500 a week during, you know, normal season. I have had the $8,000 weeks, but that is like an exceptional thing that happened with COVID. It's not a normal thing. If you're getting loads like that, then all the power to you. I wish it was like that, but me and Jay know that's not really the way that works in the real world.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I want to say this to him, and I've got a couple more. We're going to do a couple more because Vance just sent me some more. Good job, Vance. Thank you so much. I do want to ask another question as we move into looking some more of this. I've been looking at other videos, and here's the question. What brings you here today? Are you here to talk about dispatching? Are you here because you're new to the business and you're just trying to get as much information as you can? Are you here waiting for drama to drop? What brings you here today? Because I'm actually starting to wonder, I got one coming. I'll explain it here in a second. We'll come back to that. But let's go to another couple of, here we go. So here's one that Vance got. Hello, are you a car hauler? Do you need a dispatcher? If you're interested, please text me. The reply, stop texting me.
And now, how would they even get your number?
Right, I'll tell you what, here's a theory. Craig's like, okay. Drama. Thank you, Craig. I love it. That's awesome. See, I learned a long time ago. This is actually part of my daily frustration. Is I feel like I learned a long time ago a lot of the things that people are still just learning now. Number one, working from home and not working for a crappy boss in an office building every day. Stop. Don't do that. That sucks. Well, the rest of the world is now figuring that out, and I wonder if there's a correlation there. Now, more people working at home, you know, and all this stuff, are there more dispatchers than ever before? I'm gonna go with yes. Craig wants chicken nuggets. Me too, Craig. Can you still get chicken nuggets? Can we get an answer on that?
No. No chicken nuggets.
No chicken nuggets for you.
What?
Okay, so
they're gone.
Yeah, and whose fault, Sue? Whose fault is that?
Us.
Every theory's welcome, but why are there no more chicken nuggets available? They've been there for years.
Yeah,
where did
like
they go?
Years
and why are they gone? Years.
Yeah.
Those chicken nuggets have been there for years. And how long have they been gone? Is it just a couple months?
It just happened like 3 weeks ago?
So we're saying
like
Q3 2021, ATI took down the chicken nuggets. Wow. That's crazy, yeah. Man. Hey, my name is blank. I'm with blank. I don't want to disturb you. Just give me a call back if you're interested in dispatch services for car haulers. My number is blank. No reply. Good morning. My name is blank. Do you need dispatch services for car haulers? Stop texting me.
Wow.
Hey, do you need a dispatcher for car haulers? Stop texting me.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That is pretty
That's
wow.
crazy.
That is. That is. And so how many, think of how many carriers are getting this text.
Yeah.
And I'll tell
you. At a certain point, I'd say, what's the name of your company? And say, stop texting me. Just so you could go and research them. It may be just an individual too.
Well,
but they have to have access to central dispatch to get people's phone numbers, right?
The thing is, the guy's name, the company name, and the phone number's on the text, but I erased
oh, really?
It out. Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
It. So that's one of the things. Here's what you can do. Here's how we can begin to fix this problem. Just like Rock Hat, F yourself. If we start to compile a list of these companies, and this is where we get into colored loads, I guess colored loads for everybody. Yeah, we'll keep track. We'll try to help out. And, you know, this is a car shipping business channel, so we're not going to call anybody out. Although, if you watch long enough, you probably can figure it out. David says, dang it, and I've been unloading and no time to eat. Jay always making me hungry on Thursdays. Oh, because of the chicken nuggets. David likes the chicken nuggets. What's your favorite sauce? Okay. It was the dispatcher. Okay, so this is what brokers actually say, I guess. Shout out to Serge the car hauler. Serge sent me this. This is a screenshot with a highlight. I didn't fuzz it out because, like, really? Wow. Okay. Reference ID, minimum 1 mile insurance, no dumb fucks, no bumper pulls, driver must speak English fluently. Right there.
Oh, my God.
Right on Central.
You're kidding me.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my God.
Holy
crap.
I know.
Oh.
Wow. That's crazy.
No dumb fucks, huh? That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it?
Jen had to come over to see that one. I am so shocked right now at this point in time.
They put that on there.
So can I ask you a question?
And I'll tell you what.
Is it a big broker that has it listed?
So check this out.
Or do you know who the broker is?
Well, the broker's listed. I'm not saying.
Oh, right there.
Right there. 100%. Oh. Hey, 100% rating. You know, you usually can keep 100% rating when you don't work with dumb fucks. Oh, God. Okay,
ain't you the truth there, man?
No, that's twice. God. That's twice I cussed on my own show, and I normally do not cuss, but I'm just reading what was posted on Central Dispatch.
And they're out of Wyoming.
So, well, 818 area code. I think that's California.
It's coming up. They're out of Wyoming, and I got to tell you, do you want to know what the owner's name is and the contact name is?
You
want to guess?
Just tell me the first name, nothing else.
One of the first names is Armand.
Armand.
Right. Okay.
But the last name is totally a foreign name.
Okay, all right.
Like, totally.
All right. We're going to stop there. Thing is that...
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm totally dumb.
I am, too.
I can't.
It
was the dispatcher. Okay.
Wow.
It is amazing.
What is that, anyway? By the way, what kind of vehicle was that?
I know. Pagani Horse.
Is it a boat?
Right.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Probably. I know, right? It's got to be a boat. That makes that, well, I don't know. Can you Google
look
that?
It up.
Yeah, 2020. Yes. Everybody pull up their Google. 2020 Pagani.
But it's a boat.
Huayra.
No, it's a super high end sports car. Holy shit. Yeah.
Well, that would definitely explain the,
Oh, duh. And the million insurance.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh,
is that?
Okay,
yeah, enclosed 1 million. So I have a question. How many enclosed trailers have $1 million in insurance? I don't come across them very often. Or do they get a special policy for just that one vehicle? That might be what it is.
If you're enclosed, there's a good chance that you... See,
and that's just it. I list enclosed cars all the time. And I have this one guy that always has me move his Rolls Royce back and forth between Florida and New Jersey, right?
Let me get on the phone
and that vehicle is $500,000. I can very rarely find a transporter that even a enclosed transporter that carries that kind of insurance. I mean, it's like near to impossible.
Oh yeah. Here, let's pull up the
350, I think, is the max, and that's on a 7.9 car.
Let's get a picture of the Pagani. Let's do this one. Man, this thing is bang. I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, I don't even know why you'd want... I know you want to look at it and walk around it and drive it, but I don't know why you'd want to transport that thing. I'd be like, dude. And it's he's offering... Think of what it's like to get your money out of this guy. Right? Hey, did you get my invoice? No. DF. Okay. All right. I'm having fun. All right. Let's move on. Somebody says this is a new movement. Help remove all con artists, salespersons, brokers that are ripoff scammers. Hear, hear. It is. Which, speaking of, Sue sent this in. Now, that's going to make two brokers that I didn't fuzz out the name. Because here's the deal. If you're going to put it out on Central... And it's really, really brazen. I mean,
public knowledge,
red load,
right?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Where did all the money go? Into, like, the fact that I can't watch anything on YouTube without seeing your ad? Is that where the money went? Because it ain't going to the worker. It is not going to the carrier. That is ridiculous.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I didn't say the name. Here's another one. This isn't me. This is our favorite friend that went from dispatching is illegal to probably going to dispatching. I just wanted to read this. I've listened to you since day one. I'm going to tell you something. It embarrasses me now to hear you speak. You have no narrative. You sound like a kindergartner and you try to make stuff up.
Oh, really?
That, not on my channel.
Is that recent?
That is on somebody else's channel. And I just want to say this, good job. If you wasted all that time and you're embarrassed now, fine. Get out while you can and start getting some information up in here. Because this is auto transport. Grab a mask and jump right in, right? Apparently, it still is. We're seeing it. You can still, it's not too late to jump in, do whatever you want. Post a red load. Tell people to F off. Okay, speaking of, Sue, you can, I just read this on LinkedIn. You can get quotes and order transportation directly from your mobile device. All right, let's take a look at this. What is this all about? Okay.
This is for ready for dealerships and individuals that want to move a car, basically, right?
So here's what this is the website. I clicked the link and it took me here.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And this looks right. Everything looks great.
Yep.
I mean, and you can click over here. Okay. Here's where I started to get confused. Wait, they're listed side by side right here. Full service and self-managed. So there's the difference. Full service is ready, will, do it all. Central, grab a mask and jump right in. Right?
Right.
Do you want everything or do you want possible DFs? All right. Your choice is yours. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, ready. Here's the carriers. Here's the delivered. Here's the shippers. Here's the trucks. Oh, here's the fees.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It is. So where what's your first
That's
question?
Not even accurate, right? We know that's not accurate.
Central
that shipping price?
Yeah, what I got to tell. Okay, good. Is this where your first question is? Cuz I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's one. You and I both know that's not correct cuz we pulled it up.
Well, is
so
this,
I don't know how old this is.
Is this as a broker?
That's what I'm taking it as. It says shipping price. Because, I mean, you don't pay as a transporter for how many posts you list. I mean, they get to do that for free. Whereas brokers have to pay. So, and you and I both know that that is not accurate unless they just changed it, because we looked at unlimited was over $3,000 a month, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, we can look at, I can pull it up on my screen.
And all right, very good point. Because I don't know how much, I don't know how the minutia of the low end, but you're right. Unlimited is not $179.95.
No.
Let's go to Central. Let's do it. Let's go to Central. Because that does,
I'm going into my
account
right now so I can show you.
I'll show you where do we go to? Let's see. Where do we go? Yeah, do you want to share it? Because,
yeah,
this doesn't make sense. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. And Vance says that's typical for that company.
Yep.
Now, Chris is still amazed by the DFs.
So you just showed that nine or something like eight postings. Okay. So the lowest they have is 30 posts for $129.95. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Then you have, there's the real amount right there.
Okay.
Unlimited is $2,999.95.
So leave that there.
So how does...
And I'm going to share my screen, and then we're going to go back to your screen and ponder the difference. I mean, here.
I mean, we're not even close.
So these are the prices listed on... Oh, here. I'm going to share the link, too. You can play along at home. Hey, what's up, Paul Roberts? Okay, so we went to the link. The link is in the live chat. And I'm not, for the record, I know you got everybody's opening their briefcases at the conference room table. One guy's staring out the window with binoculars. We're going to nail this guy today. I realize. I get it. But I'm not making any conclusions. I'm just laying the evidence on the table. In the live chat, you'll see the link to the page I'm looking at. On that page, you'll see information, and you'll find this price list. Then, Sue, and go ahead and get your phones out and screenshot it. Now, Sue, go ahead and share yours, because we don't know. If you can explain it to us, please do so. Want to talk about it on a Tuesday night? Let me know. Because
that's not even close.
So why?
I mean, not even close.
Are we barking up the wrong tree? Did I, is my COVID vaccine going sideways? What is going on here?
I don't know. Because, I mean, that's their current website you're showing. So that makes no sense when you go into the membership, what it really is. And I know that the transporters pay anywhere between, like, I've got some transporters pay like $124.95, and some pay more than that. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. I don't get it. I have some transporters that are allowed to post listings, and I have some transporters that are not. Also don't get it. Because I'm pretty sure they didn't, when they signed up, say, hey, I'm going to be posting loads. So charge me more money. Didn't happen. Doesn't even have that option in there to sign up. So I don't understand it.
And this is not the topic of today's show. I saw this on LinkedIn earlier. We both kind of looked at the page and double-taked, and we don't know what we're looking at. Could we be mistaken? Is there two? Are they talking to two different audiences here? What is?
I don't know.
I can't figure it out.
I don't know either.
All right.
It does not make any sense at all. And then there's some other stuff on there, that page too that I
was questioning. Yeah,
go back up there.
Great. So I go to the top. What else? What else do you think?
Well, see. Okay. So look at the. Okay. So Ready has 6,500 carriers, and Central Dispatch has 7,000. Where are they getting those figures at? Isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what's interesting. 7,000 shippers nationwide.
And then 55,000 trucks.
That's the one I don't understand. Yeah, 55,000 yeah. trucks. That is
so
weird.
What's the difference between a truck and a shipper? It's as far as I mean, is the shipper supposed to be the broker? And then so the transporters? If that's the case, okay, so
okay,
all right.
I love
if that's
it.
What they're saying.
You're on it, Sue, because you're totally right. By the way, David, I pay $115.95 and I can post loads. How many can you post? Which tier are you? And you're right about
no,
the
there
auto-
is no tier.
It was an autocorrect
it's
problem.
Unlimited. Yeah, it's unlimited, right?
I'm gonna say this. The 7,000
because they don't put a limit.
The 7,000 shippers number, I totally don't understand what that means. Because brokers
I'm assuming
are about
shippers is the broker?
No, but there's about 1,000 brokers. There are not 7,000 brokers. Not in auto transport, okay. Which, by the way, the 55,000 trucks.
That's the transporters. Didn't we?
There
I swear last week
be.
They said it was more. We looked at something else that said 60,000 or 65,000 or something. That we saw. I sent you an email from Ready like a couple weeks ago, remember? And I swear, didn't they say it was like 65,000 or.
Well, okay.
There were transporters.
This okay. Ready Logistics has 65. By the way, let us know. Are you ready for us to move on, or are you as interested as we are? Because to us, this is freaking fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready does have 6,500 carriers.
Unlimited.
I think that's correct. 175,000 loads plus delivered. I think that's correct. I think the Ready numbers are right. But the Central Dispatch, 7,000. Oh my God, it says a month?
Yes, it says monthly. I thought that seemed extremely
Holy
high.
Crap.
Especially since there are no vehicles to be transported. I don't know. That seems
wow.
incredibly high to me.
A month? She got me.
Because I'm not seeing no 175,000 loads
okay.
on there.
Maybe there was a month in 2019. But that is not happening now. I don't think.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm speculating.
No. Yeah.
This is getting weird.
It is weird.
I don't know what's happening. Check. Yeah, weird stuff. All right. Any other questions before we move on? Because I know that we got to keep going.
All right. Thank you.
I'll tell you what. I'll leave it there. We'll come back to it maybe. Let's keep going. So that was weird. But anyways, we already covered this. Yes.
Call Billy and then call the
by posting the same car from two different spots, you are spraying champagne over the cubicle, my friend. Good job. We just added another level to the skyscraper on the backs of the carriers. Woohoo! This is a settlement. We'll come back to this. We're going to come back to this. This is driver pay, driver expenses, driver revenue. Oh, this is coming up in 10 minutes. So stick around in 10 minutes for that. Now, Sue.
Oh, Larry. Yeah. Yes.
Let's see here. We had, I think you had some news as well. And by the way, does anybody want to
what?
Look for a load?
Yeah. I got to tell you guys this story that's happening right now as we speak. This is some of the craziest shit I've done. With lately. So I have a driver at Manheim Mount Juliet. He's picking up a Prius for a customer in Springfield, Missouri. It was an in-op. They put it on his trailer. He tries to leave. Now keep in mind, we have a gate pass. Everything says it's fine. They say all of a sudden that we can't take it out of the lot. They're saying it's not paid for. So we call the customer, we call them, and they finally get it all worked out. I guess the bank somehow or another took back the money that they sent to Mount Juliet. So they got it all figured out, taken care of.
Okay.
So we were told we can leave. He goes to the guard check to leave again. And they tell him, you can't leave with this car until 5 o'clock.
All right.
Why? Nobody knows. Okay. So we call again. And then they said, we're not dealing with this dealership any longer. You can't have this car. They can't have this car. They're never going to buy a car here ever again. And all this other stuff. Okay. So well, this is what I think happened. I think the owner called and chewed somebody's ass about all this stuff. And then they said, we're not going to let you buy any cars from us again. Now, after another hour, they just called him again and told him he can go. Okay. We've been dealing with this since 9:30 this morning. trying to get this freaking guy out of the auction, and he just finally rolled out.
Can you imagine, like,
now?
And by the way, freeze. Okay. If you expected that transporter to be on time around your hair appointment, you know why he's late? It ain't because he's a DF. It's because at the auto auction, they were the DFs of the day.
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Is anybody yes. going to understand this?
Yeah. No.
Nope. And now that you're late, I want a discount. And I want a discount because you told me that story. And I want a discount because you're a DF. And I want a discount. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean,
that is so auto transport. Grab a mask and jump right in. By the way, at the guard shack, did the guard have a Lucha Libre mask on and a cape? Right?
Yes. How did you know?
I knew it.
I should have had him take pictures, Jay.
Well, and that's what, I mean, can you believe it? It's 2021. Dealers are selling cars on phones, but drivers are dealing with WWF at the guard shack.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Is auto transport. And that's why these stories, because I'd probably start to feel like I'm being too hard on auto transport with my grab a mask and jump right in. You can do whatever you want, but you can literally do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
True. Every day is a new day.
People do. Every day they do whatever they want.
Yep.
It was the dispatcher. Exactly, Vance. Thank you. Oh, God, that's great. Sue, you can share your screen again. Does anybody else have a piece of news? Let me check my email again to see if anybody sent me an email. Okay, I think we're good.
What?
Anybody, you know you can send in the news, send it to autotransportintel@gmail.com. Are you being harassed by a dispatcher? Send it to me. Are you seeing red loads on Central? Send it to me. By the way, make sure you follow the podcast, because if you're bumping down the road because you just had another guard shack person go like WWF on you, you will love this show.
This is crazy.
Oh. That's
it. Now, are you still searching for that one guy?
Yeah, I am. I mean, we tried to get, we've been working on a couple other loads. I just don't know if they've worked out yet. The problem is there's no CODs left, and I'm kind of screwed at the moment. So,
oh no.
We're kind of
that's where you go. That's where you go. You go into, I don't know if it's COD hell or what it is, but when the driver says, "We got to get COD on this load." And there's no CODs, what do? Can you book it? And then you have to are you now calling the driver on any load that might make sense? Do you call the driver and say, "Listen, it's not COD, but it's like, you know, it's literally bars for 30 days.
True. Like he said, it is what it is, but I was trying to at least get one COD out of the three. So we had some money to, you know, have fuel with, that kind of thing. And so far, all we've got are all billings.
Craig is getting his drama filled. That's what's so funny is that this is really what's weird is that some of the other videos and channels, like they have to create drama. So and so is ugly and such, you know, and this, whatever. The drama creates itself. Auto transport creates its own drama. You don't have to make up a story or lie about what you said last week just to get more views.
No.
You don't have to.
No, there's
tell the
there's
truth.
Always it's, a story.
It's incredible.
That's what makes our lives so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
There's a tad bit of sarcasm in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just a tad.
Let's see here. What else? We got, now we got, hey, if you're just tuning in, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go to, we have Larry, Are You a Car Shipping Guru? Answers coming up in 5 minutes. And then Muggo Problems. I think I forgot that last time. Hey, Brandon says that he has insurers bothering him. I want to see that. Really?
Is it like when you sign up for a health insurance quote and they call you 50 billion times? Something like that.
I want to see that. I mean,
everybody gets those calls too, right?
I get a lot of mail, right? We all get a lot of stupid mail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, dumb.
Oh, just that. And you heard the deal about they're slowing down the mail, right? Did you hear that?
Dude, we have a people shortage. Yeah. No mail, no TVs. No, it's weird the things you hear now. Like, hey, did you hear there's a like stuffed animal shortage? Like, what? Paul Roberts, I was thinking about reactivating my authority, but then I was like, nah. Keep us posted, Paul Roberts. So wait, what did you say there was a shortage of this time? Ice cream? No. What did you say? We have a dispatching shortage? Oh, we don't have a dispatching shortage. Oh, we have a load shortage. No, which one?
So you the reason why you realize they're slowing down the mail because they're trying to cut costs. Yes. So we've already been slowed down because of COVID, as far as I know. So now we're going to be, what, 4 weeks out to get, you know, checks instead of three? I mean, I don't get it.
Dude, right now there's a broker lying. Dude, we're going to blame the mail. Actually, at Rock Hat, at Rock Hat F Yourself, I think they're just going to start be like, yeah, dude, blame the mail. That's it. There'll be like a list on the door when they come in the morning. Blame the mail. It was the dispatcher.
They said it started October 1st, dude, is what they said.
I just want to say,
has anybody noticed?
Sue, here's to yes. Rock Hat F Yourself. That is so funny, dude.
I love the new name.
Rock Hat F Yourself. It's so great.
Yes.
It's in the work, Auto Transport CSI. I really do like Auto Transport CSI. This is, in some ways, yeah. We just don't have the laboratory. We need to get the set dressing and the props on that one. I'm working with an electric vehicle maker in China now. Oh, wow. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Oh, and this is what I wanted to say. You know, the thing is, like, we all know the government can't just pay for everything forever. Right? Are we agreed on that?
Yeah.
Okay. And since we know that, and the mail has usually been the U.S. government, right? USPS.
Yeah.
It would make sense at some point that private enterprise is probably going to have to pick up the pieces, because the mail, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. Is there a U.S. government like fax, national fax, where the government pays for you to send a fax and receive a fax? Do we still have U.S. national government fax?
I don't know. That one I don't know.
The answer is we don't. I made it up.
Okay.
But it sounds like something we'd have.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely would not surprise me.
Hi, yeah. Welcome. This is U.S. National Spam. What we've done is we've allocated $1 billion a month to making sure that your U.S. National Spam gets to you daily. And that's where Vance and the dispatching comes in, because Vance, here's the good news. Clearly, U.S. National Spam is still getting its $1 billion a month.
Are you there?
Oh man, I just had to collect myself. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. It is now 1 o'clock. It is time. Do you know what time it is? Drum roll, everybody. Oh, that's usually for the Well, hey, it is time. It is Larry time. It is time to get the answers. Now, I played Tuesday night, and let's see. Wait a minute. Can you see that? I don't think you can see that. Where did my screen go? Do we have a screen? Are we still? Huh. That's weird. Did we lose Sue? Okay, hang on. We lost Sue. I lost the Zoom. Did she leave the Zoom? All right, let's try this. Let me get Sue back. I think we lost Sue for a second. I started talking about spam, and I got submarined. It's okay. We'll bring her back in here. We'll get Sue up in here. And then we're going to do the Larry question. So stick around. Hang on one second. Let me get Sue back up in here. I don't know what happened. Maybe we lost internet connection or something. We're still live. Yeah, we're good. We're still live. Okay. I'm going to share my screen. There we go. Here we go. Okay. Now, Sue will be back any second, I do believe. In fact, let me just message her. Hey, Jay, you ended the meeting. Oh, sent a link. That's weird. I don't know what happened there. That was weird. Get Sue back. I know. Don't you miss her? Right? Isn't it like, it's like, whoa, Sue's not there. The lights are off. I guess they didn't pay their monthly spam bill. Laboratory's third door on the right. Please flush. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're sipping from your ATI mug? That is awesome. You know what, Paul? Seriously? Man, hang on to that mug and that shirt. Because we don't have any more. That stuff's in really low supply. Okay. I'm going to get Sue back in here eventually. I don't know where she went. Sent a link. I don't think I ended the meeting, but somehow it got ended. Okay, here's what we're going to do. She's got to be here for the questions, though. I don't want to do the questions without her. Let me see what other news I had. I want to do this. Is that I was looking at... Oh, no. Okay, yeah, that's the answer. I knew that was the answer. Oh, okay, you couldn't see that. So, man, it's just... You know, Sue is the one that checks the load boards, so I do need her here. I don't think I dropped her. Somehow she got dropped. Haven't received the link yet. That is crazy. All right, let's try this again. All right, let's send an invite. I don't think this has ever happened. It's kind of like it's like trying to do a show where the host has left. Okay. All right. I sent you the link, Sue. I did. I resent it. It should be coming through to your email. And, okay, so I'm checking my email. Nothing yet. What the heck? Let's do this, Sue. I'm going to share... Yeah, I want you to play the Larry game. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to copy the invite, and I'm going to text it to you, Sue. There you go. Click on that link. That should work. I don't know why it's not coming through your email. I'm thinking... He's like, check your... We were just talking about U.S. National Spam. There she is. Okay, here we go. It's time. We are going to reveal the answers to our You a Car Shipping Guru.
So, I'm back.
And she's back. All right.
I'm back. It said, okay, just so you know, it said, Jay has ended the meeting. So, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I don't know. Mea culpa. I didn't do it. It was the dispatcher.
Oh, whatever.
It's the guy in the rough shirt.
All right, here we go. Louis Chevrolet left his namesake company to return to his original career as a race car driver, engineer, dentist, or delivery driver.
Wow.
Now, number one, I didn't even know there was a Louis Chevrolet. But let's think about it. Let's go down. Let's take the logical route.
I'm thinking he's either a race car driver or an engineer. That's what I'm thinking.
How would you go from dentist to, like, car maker? I mean, you could, I guess. Yeah, I picked race car driver.
I'm going to say race car driver.
Okay, talked about the post office. Now the NSA is screwed. Louis Chevrolet. I believe it. I'm not even going to say it because then Edward Snowden, he'll fax me. He'll be like, run! Get out of the dispatch office now! Okay. All right. And the answer is... Yeah! Strong.
Race car driver.
Yeah, race car driver. Oh. He was French. French. Fries. Okay. What is the most appropriate carrier payment to ship a 2011 Audi S6 from Plano, Texas to Detroit, Michigan? Is it $425, $665, $915, or $1,250? It's a used Audi S6. Plano?
Should be $915.
See, that's what I got too. That's what I got.
I think it's going to come up as $665, but I would say $915.
And just to Plano, that's Dallas-ish, right?
Yes, that's Dallas. It's a little bit north of Dallas, so not a lot though.
Paul says he's a dentist who's been a race car driver so long he can now engineer his own car delivery. Missed delivery there, Paul. Okay. Going once. Going twice. Oh, dang it.
See, I knew it. It was $665.
That
sucks.
See,
that's too cheap.
It is.
That's what's on there. That's the problem.
But that's the thing. Exactly. And Larry, the transport auto quoter Loma. He's a llama.
Llama.
What the? All right. Well, he knows his stuff. Alexa, open Quotify. According to the AAA, what is the average monthly cost of owning a new car in 2021? This is a very interesting question. $315, $476, $620, $805. What's the average monthly cost of owning a new car? So
how much you're paying for a payment plus fuel and insurance, you think?
That's the hard part. We don't know what's included. So I'm going to go with $805. Because I know some people's new car payments are insane.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's
well done, live chat. $425 if it's M Company. That is awesome.
You have something where he claps. We need a noise.
Great job.
That was excellent.
That was fantastic.
I'm gonna go with $620-$615 because I think the most average person isn't gonna have a car payment that's that high.
Well, no, you're right. Dang it.
Because if we're doing average,
yeah. Keyword average. Somebody just said, hey, what'd you think of the show? Keyword average. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I got it.
Oh my God. You guys are right.
Holy Paul
God.
Roberts got
Paul
it too.
Said 805
too. Yeah, nice job,
that's
Paul.
That's scary.
I know.
That is scary.
Well, that's why. See, this is why. When people are like, yeah, everybody's sitting at home, not working because they got their stimulus payments. I guarantee give it another 6 months And everyone's going to be scrambling because they spent all that money on, like, Cheetos and chicken wings and TVs. No. No. This is America. People do not... They're not taking control of their finances. Sheesh. No. Half the country's one video away from going out of business. Somebody's like, what's he talking about?
True.
Not ATI. Okay. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Ford Escape from Phoenix, Arizona to Spokane, Washington? 535, 710, 800, 925. Going once, going twice. Ford Escape.
I'm going to say it's either 8 or it's 925.
That's what I said too. Now, given the other one, it's probably 8. But I said 925. Please let it be 925. It should be more.
Should be 925.
It should be more.
It really should. It
should be over 1,000.
Yeah, because Spokane is really off the beaten path, if you're, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Huh.
No,
I'll go with 925. But I bet it's 8.
I'm just checking the audio here. Everyone, can you guys hear everybody okay? Check, check. All right, yes, here we go. Let's see this answer.
Be picking up at the repo lot. Completely agree.
It is 925. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I got 2.
I got 3 out of 4 here. Right. Paul, Vance, both said 800. Well, the good news is...
It's 925.
But
is it really? That's the appropriate carrier, but as we all know, they're probably on there for $500.
Paul's right. It's all uphill, too. You're going to feel every dollar.
Yes. Yes. Fuel just flying out the window.
Oh, man. That'd be crazy. Van says, we are going to be picking up at the dreaded repo lots. Oh, no.
Yes.
Do you have an appointment?
No, talking about because of everybody spending money on cars and not paying the bill because they don't have.
Ooh,
that's what I think he's talking about. He's right.
Well done. Yeah. Somebody knows America.
Uh-huh.
Ding. Okay. Here we go. Last question. On average, what is the width of an SUV? 55, 64, 78, 98 inches. Do I hear 64? I said 64.
It's either 64. I always thought they were around 72, but
I know it's actually.
Because like if you have a Tahoe or a Yukon or something, it's wider. But then if you have like a Land Rover Evoque, it's narrow.
I want to go back to
say 78.
And how wide is a lane? Because I forgot that too.
Oh.
Is it 100?
You mean like on the road?
Yeah, how wide is the lane on the road? Is it 100 inches? I want to say 102. Yeah, I don't know why that's in my mind.
Let me look.
So it can't, I mean, it can't be 98, although that's probably the Hummer. Hummer 1.
It's 12 foot.
12 foot? How many inches is that?
Yeah, that's what it says.
12 times 12. Oh, that's 140? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's way off. Okay, so look at it's coming. See, our audience knows this one. It's 78. It has to be.
Because
everybody's saying it.
We'll see what happens. Oh, right? Fritz is on. Hey, Fritz.
Fritz. Thanks, Fritz. Oh, see, Fritz said 102. Interesting. Well, at least we know who our 16 viewers are. Okay. It's 78. I knew everybody knew.
Yay!
That's awesome, you guys.
3 out of 5. I'm not doing too bad then.
And I just want to take this moment to thank everybody for tuning in, saying hello, putting your answers in the live chat. Super cool.
But I wanted it on there before. He's going to put it up high.
Let's see here. What do we have left? Oh, I don't know what that is. Oh, you know what it is? Here's what we got to do. We forgot this last time. It's time. I once was a dispatcher, but I still have my mug. I don't have these problems anymore, but I remember them well. Let's see what we got. I don't want to read that one. It's just going to make people mad.
What was that one you'd read before?
Yeah, and then,
Was it good?
I'm
going to
read this one. We've done this one. I think we've done them all before. Here we go. No, okay. I'm not calling some broker that told you he had cars to move. I already know that when they are making calls to move cars, their rates suck. Don't waste my time, please. Here's the deal. I know it's important. I know. You got to make phone calls. The thing is, when you're a dispatcher, this thing's glued to your face, okay? So then the time where you're not holding your phone and calling, going crazy, and it's sitting there, and you get a phone call, and it's a broker. Hey, can you move, like, we have a crane moving from the Philippines to Alaska for $200. Can you help us out, buddy? Like, no, and I really wish I hadn't answered the phone. What are the chances that if you call me randomly, that I have a driver that can randomly move that load? And by the way, if I was on that route, I probably already would have seen it, and I skipped it because it doesn't pay enough.
Yeah.
So now I go through I've done this too. Now I've gone through the process where I'm actually explaining to the random broker about this random load, and I'm like, you know what? Here, let's do this. Let's say for kicks, I have a driver on that run. Can you do 500? Oh, gosh, no. Can't do that. And all this stuff. Like, dude, come on. You just called me. You must be. I mean, let's face it. You're desperate. You just called me.
Yes.
You got to give me something. Come on. Raise it a little. Do me a favor. Nothing? So why did I answer the phone at all? I still don't know. Anybody? Back to you, Sue.
So yesterday there was this guy that had two 2500s out of Dallas going into Atlanta. And he had them listed for 12. I actually got him up to $1,500. Are you shocked? I was freaking shocked out of my gourd.
Wow.
That never happens, does it? No,
that is, you got him to raise 300?
$300.
Tell us more about it, Fritz. Thanks, Fritz.
It was
just, and you can share your screen. We'll do 10 more minutes.
It was just two F-250s out of Dallas going into the Atlanta area. And he listed them for 12, and I called him, and he actually answered on the first ring, shocker, right? And I said, I can do them both for 15. Will you do that? And he's like, sure, no problem. Tell me your information. I was like, holy shit.
Wow. Now,
that doesn't happen very often.
Let's go ahead and profile the. Oh, I'm going to guess this broker is probably been in business a while. Maybe used to be a carrier or still moves vehicles and knows something about being on the road.
No, he's a dealer. It was a dealer. We were bringing it directly to him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
we were going directly to him.
Oh. Wow.
I was shocked too.
And Brett,
that never happened.
Did you write down the name of the dealer?
Well, yeah, I've got it because he's delivering to him. So,
yeah. Call this dealer. Okay. But you know, this is what time. This leads us right into tomorrow, Friday, Cars on the Move. Are you going to start a relationship with this guy? Because, right? Can you? Is there anything you can do? Can you bring it? Can you send him donuts?
Well, my driver could bring him donuts when he delivers to him, which would be great.
I'm pretty sure you guys should do that. Pick up some bear claws. Everybody likes a bear claw.
Not me, but we'll go on. Paul,
Paul Roberts. Paul Roberts likes a bear claw.
I like the cream-filled ones or the jelly-filled ones.
Ooh,
personally.
I definitely do. Okay. There you go. Have a bear claw. Have a jelly-filled. Get one of them. One of them long
random
chocolate ones. Maple bars.
So you just go and get a random box of them, and that way they can decide what they want and drop them off. But that's a good idea. I should mention that,
Jim. Dude, he came up $300. Send the dude a bear claw.
Yeah. So, Van says, Ready Logistics is usually good about the raids.
Yeah, I saw that too. What's your take on that?
I mean, first off, now you can't even get your chicken nugs anymore, so you can't even get your $15 extra. But let's see. I would put Ready kind of in the mid
pile. Me too. I don't know if I put them in.
They have average prices.
Yeah.
Average prices for the most part. Sometimes the rates are really, really good if they're struggling with stuff. And, you know, when they've called us to take a load before and it actually worked out to where I would take it, if I've asked for more money, they've given it to me. So.
Okay. That's cool.
You know.
Yeah.
I put them in the same listing with Metro, Ready, and Cars Arrive. Those kind of all kind of, I think, flow as far as price wise in the same area.
I'm just going to say it this way. The problem is somebody's got to pay for all the floors in that building.
True.
I mean, I don't know how else to parse it. And
on top of it, they're in Arizona.
We live.
It's gotta be
really,
high
here's
there.
What's really interesting. And I know here. So technology works to get rid of middlemen, right? This is the whole Amazon model. Now you're dealing customer to jillionaire, right? No more middlemen. Except for like drivers that, you know, got to deliver like 400 boxes a day and stuff. But so as we move into this future of people shortage and technology and whatever, how are you going to continue to pay to continually add more floors to the building? I don't know the answer. I don't have to. I'm just asking the question. We got a few minutes left here on the comedy show. Sue, okay, so what are we doing? What problems do we have to fix? What are you staring down the barrel of right now in the dispatching world? What do you got to do?
Well, I mean, I keep getting asked by all the drivers if the rates are going to go up because the gas is going up. And as I tell them every single time, I wish. I mean, brokers do not care. Sorry, they don't. Gas doesn't figure into their bottom line. Obviously, it figures into all the drivers. But, I mean, if you guys remember a few years back when the gas rates went up super high, they did start raising the rates. But you still had to keep telling them this is the reason why the rate needs, like you call and you say, I need this much. And they go, why do you want more money? And you're like, well, because the gas is $4.50 a mile. That's why I need more money. Then some of them will do it. But in general, I hate to say this, they don't care. They really do not care. They're still giving the same prices as far as when they're, you know, giving their customer a price. They're still giving them the same prices, usually from the same, like from a year ago. I've noticed that. I've been paying this for the last 5 years is what I hear a lot. And I'm like, well, I can't help that. I can't do it. These people are not going to do these loads for this rates because, you know, you got gas, you got COVID. I mean, because you're still dealing with COVID out there, too. This is a risk to everybody. But you have people that think that because they paid this rate 5 years ago, they're still going to pay this rate. I mean, we all deal with it. How many people ask for more money when they call to get a load? I always do. Because what's it going to hurt? They're going to tell you no. Well, or they may tell you to F off. I don't know. It just depends on who you talk to. So, but I always ask. It doesn't hurt to ask, usually.
You know, so I like that. Well, I agree with everything you said. And you know what else I see is, so I mentioned on the middleman side, let's be fair and go to the other side. One of the things that I've seen on the carrier side is this hope that some of these guys are going to get weeded out. I've been hearing that for years.
You mean like the bad drivers?
Yeah, the bad drivers and the DFs and the
cause all the chaos.
Yeah, yeah. Like no, that the thing is, and this sucks, but it's true. And that's what we do here on ATI. We specialize in sucks but true.
Yes.
The carrier world is never going to be weeding out all the DFs and the cheap guys.
Yeah.
There will always be another one. Always. In fact, the skyscraper businesses rely on that. They're counting on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, you may lose one or two, but five more are going to replace them. So, yeah. They're rolling in and out.
Don't wait. Do not wait for the marketplace to clear out. I literally hear it all. It's everywhere. There's this hope and belief that eventually one day, it's kind of like believing that we're going to make America great again.
Yeah.
That is not a political statement, but we're never going back. Wherever we were, we're not going back. I know it sucks. Again, sucks but true. Live. But we're never going to clear out the DFs. There will always be more. So, yes, run your business so that you make money and stay in business. That's what we're focused on. Sue.
Well, and Paul said something about double CD listing. That has been crazy lately. Like, not just double. We're talking 4, 5, 6 brokers listing the same vehicles. And I will tell you something else I've seen. Big brokers listing the same vehicles on here. I'm including Rat in that. I saw Rat list one with another broker today, same vehicle. So everybody's playing the game where they're calling all these brokers to get different prices, and then the brokers are listing them like they always do, whether they have the contract or not. Although they always say, I have the contract, and you know they don't. When they list it on there and they say, I have the contract, just immediately know they're probably lying. Just put it right out there. They probably don't have the contract.
And to add insult to injury, I'm going to dump a lot of salt on that wound. These are the same companies that spend a bunch of money to give awards to each other for a bunch of nonsense. So while you're out there trying to explain that your gas went up, they're literally like, yeah, he's talking about gas. He's talking about gas. Did I get the award? Yeah. You go, you got the award? Yeah, he's talking about gas. He's talking about gas. Yo, you got that award too? Totally. Let's have a party. He's still talking about gas. What do I do? Oh, just hang up. Put on a mask and jump right in. This is auto transport.
Yep.
What did Paul say? Oh, he had that phone call earlier? No, I made that up too. Okay, it is 1:29. Actually, Chris says, "Yeah, amen." Seems like that, doesn't it? Because you know, it's weird to me how vivid the nightmares still remain of when I was dispatching and the really really dumb conversations that I had. Like,
it's called PTSD. Really dumb.
Yeah, I have dispatch PTSD. In fact, that's there. Did you just get a text? Hey, this is car hauling dispatch PTSD. We do it all. It's only 2%. Thank you guys so much.
And we don't only do inside the state. And we will let you be home every day.
Oh, exactly. Be home every night. We help you love your wife. Right. That's next. Love your wife,
oh,
LLC.
Perfect.
Oh. Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Did he just? Oh. Yeah, he did. This is Dispatching Live. I want to thank everybody that if you emailed me, texted me, put it in the comments, and you got here today and you spent time with us. Thank you so much for doing that. Hopefully, we made your day brighter. We know we didn't help you make more money, but we at least made you smile during the pain. So thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Cars on the Move with Ty. Actually, we had to move it to 1:00. Next month, we're going to see, we got somebody coming back to Auto Transport Intel. So that's next month. Yep. So that's pretty cool. Paul Roberts, I don't want to be home. I want to be sitting in Vail Pass. Yeah, Paul loves Colorado. I like Colorado too. I was in Durango this summer. Man, Colorado's awesome, man. You haven't? What'd you say?
Yes.
You haven't been?
I said I love it too. It's beautiful.
Oh yeah, and it's beautiful. Yeah, no, it is. It's awesome, and it's neat that you know that's one of the neat things about Kansas, right? As you drive towards Colorado, you start getting that elevation. You see the change in the landscaping, and it's awesome. It's really, really cool. Fritz loves us. Thank you, Fritz. We love you, man.
Thanks, Fritz.
Right on. Thank you. That's super cool. And we do, you know, Sue, we missed you those few minutes. So we're so glad you're back.
Well, you know, if you hadn't shut me off, Jay.
Right? I don't know how that happened. I don't know what happened. Mea culpa. I did not go raw cat on you. I haven't talked to Ernest, but he did email me a few months ago. And I love that. Thanks for connecting me with Ernest. Thank you, Vance. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. All right, we're over time. We got to go. All right, Sue, how do we end this show?
Say it.
All right, dispatch office, let me hear it.
Goodbye,
Sue.
Thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow on Cars on the Move. Peace out.